It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, hour number two, right here on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for joining me. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there's a, where did I got it here? Well, let me get to the top three stories, and then we're going to get into some of these other ones here. So jobs report. Actually, I'll hit that one last because that's what I want to get into. New England's polar vortex is going to be is going to be breaking records as far as the there's a negative wind chills of close to negative 40 degrees when it comes down to the it looks like New Hampshire, Connecticut, Vermont, that whole area. Oh boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Other top three stories. China says that balloon that's flying over the United States, nothing to worry about. Keep a cool head. It's not a spy balloon. It's a civilian balloon that just, it's just a weather monitor. It's like a weather balloon. And of course, U.S. officials coming out going, no, it's not. Which, I mean, that would be high enough, I guess, if it's out of the, like, if it's above commercial airliners area, then maybe a weather balloon. That seems like it's too high for a weather balloon, though. So it just doesn't seem right. Plus, I mean, let's face it. Are we going to believe China on that one? I don't think so. So, all right, now back to the other one. Jobs report, U.S. economy added 517,000 jobs in January. Unemployment rate has fallen to 3.4%. The market surprised everyone. So, so that's where I want to get started with the unemployment numbers for last week alone. Last week, unemployment numbers fell only about 900 compared to the previous week. And here in the state of Florida, it stayed about the same as 35 more new filings for unemployment this week compared to the previous week. But we are at our pre-Hurricane Ian levels of unemployment now, as far as new filings go. Now, continued unemployment, we dropped about 3,000 people off the continued unemployment rolls here in the state of Florida. Nationwide, though, it did jump up 52,000 individuals. This is the thing that's a little confusing to me. Now, of course, when I give the numbers every Friday, the unemployment numbers, these are the non-adjusted, like non-seasonally adjusted numbers. These are the advanced state claims, meaning like these are the numbers when they first get the numbers. This is what they have. And then they do some adjustments. Sometimes those adjustments are fairly big, and sometimes they're a little bit small. And so what they find is, like, for example, the adjusted claims from the previous week, it dropped, 63,000 fewer new filings last week compared to the previous week. And compared to a year ago, it's 111 fewer new filings that week. So, okay. The previous week before that, it dropped 44 new filings for unemployment. So you see, we've been having fewer and fewer layoffs happening overall. And so it's kind of what I was saying before, where we're seeing with the continued unemployment numbers, they're staying below 2 million, right around or below 1.9 million Americans on continued unemployment, which shows that even though people are losing their jobs, they're seemingly able to go get another job very quickly. So kind of interesting. Speaking of new jobs, we mentioned yesterday, Wawa has officially announced two locations in the Pensacola area that they're going to start building a store on Beulah Road and 9 Mile, then Highway 98 and was it Navy? No, not Navy. It was Blue Angel Parkway. Yeah, Blue Angel. They announced four locations for Baldwin County, two of them in Fairhope, one of them in Daphne, and one in Robertsdale. So they still plan to announce four more locations in the Pensacola area. They're hoping to have 6 to 10 in our area alone. They might add some more over to the Baldwin County area as well. So Wawa looking to take over the and have them all over the place around here. Now, another story is as far as development goes and economic development. We've talked about food stamps. We've got it's not a record high of people who are on food stamps right now, but it is a growing number. So even though it seems like people have jobs, maybe those jobs aren't paying so well compared to the inflation that's going on, right? And so we have more and more people who are getting on food stamps. Well, apparently the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to invest $25 million in order to promote, it's not even to promote food stamps. It's actually advertisement to promote to people who are already on food stamps to encourage them to buy fruits and vegetables more. It's a pilot program that they're going to do just in three states. And I forgot to look up the three states. But it's a pilot program they're going to do in three states that is going to try to encourage food stamp recipients to not just go get food, but to eat healthy. And so I guess what they're going to be doing is having healthy. They're going to be providing a coupon, a discount, a gift card, bonus food items, or extra funds if they buy things like fruits and vegetables. So like if you buy more fruits and vegetables, then you might get a gift card or you'll get extra funds on your food stamp account or something like that. So I thought, that's kind of interesting. So it's I'll look up here and see if I can quickly see what the three states are. But it's a pilot program to encourage healthier eating. And I'll see what those three states are right after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10 and I-110 throughout our area are looking good with no slowdowns. We are seeing typical afternoon traffic, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction due to construction. Also, the intersection at Bell Lane and Highway 90, if you're heading westbound, is slow moving. And 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. A little bit of some slowdowns right at the Gondolier Boulevard intersection, but other than that, pretty good. If you do see something on the roads, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, one of the reasons why I was looking this up is because I thought it was I thought it was here in Florida. But now I saw something else. I'm not sure if it is going to be done in Florida. But there's this new pilot program trying to encourage food stamp recipients to eat more fruits and vegetables. They're going to invest $25 million in order to try to do that. I couldn't find what the three states are that they're planning on doing this pilot program in. So I thought it was Florida, but it may not be. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So here's a text. Hey, Bobby, what is Wawa? Is it like a small version of Buc-ee's? That's about the best way to explain it. Yeah, it's like a miniaturized version of Buc-ee's where it's not just a place to go get, you know, gas and then like, you know, sodas and donuts and like, you know, typical gas station food. It has real sandwiches, like real sub sandwiches that are made fresh. They have smoothies and milkshakes and things like that. So it's just like a smaller version of like a Buc-ee's. These types of convenience stores, I've shared this before, these types of convenience stores where you go there. I mean, there's a convenience store up in Illinois, Iowa area called Casey's, and their motto is Casey's, like known for pizza. And it's like, wait, what? It's a gas station. But like, that's how up north, it's very, very typical that gas stations are a lot more robust. They're a lot more like a miniaturized version of Buc-ee's, where you go there for food and you can even buy mugs and you buy all this other stuff like this. It's not just a place to just go get gas and then grab a package of donuts and a soda real quick. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So coming up here in about 7 minutes, we have your daily dad joke. And plus, I've got some of the dirtiest cities in the United States to talk about as well. Hey, the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. You just call 211 to schedule your time. So the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. Volunteers will operate from four sites throughout the tax season: Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. So call 211 to schedule your time today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
The Pentagon is monitoring a Chinese surveillance balloon that's now moving across the southern U.S. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the high-altitude balloon violates U.S. airspace but does not pose a physical or military threat. China claims the balloon is used for weather research and was blown off course. Forecasters say folks in the Northeast should brace for an epic generational Arctic outbreak. Feel like we have those once a year or so. Possible record-breaking freeze already invading the region. The coldest air for the Northeast will hit Saturday morning. The NFL says there were 149 concussions during this past regular season. Arguably the most scrutinized case was that of Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who just recently cleared concussion protocol after about 37 days, I believe it was. And the Powerball jackpot keeps on growing. It's now reached $700 million ahead of tomorrow night's drawing, meaning the jackpot is now the sixth largest in the history of the game.
Back to the Powerball stuff then again, huh?
It's amazing. It was Mega Millions before, right?
Oh, Mega Millions. You're right. That's right. Mega Millions. Yeah, because this one's not even at a billion yet. So yeah. That's got a long ways to go. So
yeah.
It's amazing how many of these games that people play, though, and how much money goes into that those types of things.
Oh, so yeah, absolutely.
It builds up pretty quick. Is this the same weather balloon you were talking about? Is this the same one that's now headed towards the southern United States, or is this a different one now?
No, this is the same one, yeah. No, because
they're just floating all over the United States.
Because I was looking up Twitter, because they said it was like kind of hovering over like the Kansas City area, central United States, and I believe the National Weather Service tweeted out that it was heading southeast at that point. Now, this was like way earlier this afternoon. So, yeah, I have no idea where it's at right now. But I suppose I'll be, you know, we got clear skies tonight. So who knows? Maybe we'll get to see it here.
Yeah, no. If you can see it, it's getting a shot down
in
the south.
People have
I guarantee that.
Not legally, but
I'm just saying, if you can see it in the south, it's getting shot down.
I don't know why I'm looking out the window like it's going to be right there, but
yeah. No, if it's higher than airplanes fly, then yeah, we ain't seeing it.
There's pictures of it. I mean, people are taking pictures of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it can't be that high up. They keep saying
it's just really big.
Airplane.
It's like they say it's like the size of three school buses.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, that's I mean, that would be the most American thing ever, though, is if some random dude just shot it out with his sniper rifle, though.
Yeah. Or just a shotgun. Just, you know, just like
shotgun.
I can just see, you know, like in one of those rural Alabama counties, you know, deputies get called out to a shots fired call. And then, you know, there's just a giant balloon in the backyard.
Yeah, I don't think a shotgun would get up there, but yeah, yeah. I mean, so that would be interesting. But I could see him shooting at it anyway. Wouldn't it stop people from trying, that's for sure. So it seems like a very
just a China thing to do. Search
like,
on Twitter.
You know what? We're going to send this thing up in there, and then Americans just start shooting up in the air, and they'll just, and then the bullets have to come down. This would be another way that they fight us. They fight us through TikTok, get us doing crazy TikTok challenges that are dangerous. Now they're going to get us trying to shoot a balloon out of the sky.
Yeah.
It's like a new modern warfare from China that they've come up with. So just ways to get us to hurt ourselves. So, Gracie, what do you got going on with traffic?
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Taking a look at 98, we are still seeing typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be as you're heading out of Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns near the nature preserve. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here that says, my dad just called and he said the weather balloon is over Cape Girardeau, Missouri right now. So home of Southeast Missouri University, where Rush Limbaugh grew up, by the way. And here's another that says, as soon as that balloon goes over open water, it should be shot down on principle. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, not just shot down. As soon as it gets over open water, we need to scramble jets and destroy that thing just as a show of force. Let's say, oh. Interesting. They said it's maneuvering. So that wouldn't be a weather balloon. Well, that's what I'm saying, too. I mean, if it's up north and now it's down by Missouri and it's just kind of like weather balloons don't just float all over the place like that. They have to go with the wind and with the jet streams and everything. So something's not right about this. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke. And I got the dirtiest cities in the U.S. coming up next. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 says, no, we need to get it done and investigate it. Didn't get it done meaning shoot it down. There's an old man flying it, and it's probably the shape of a house with a little kid dressed up in a Boy Scout uniform named Russell. I thought about that, too. That's funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I got home from work today to find that my kids have been on eBay all day. If they're still there tomorrow, I'll lower the price. That's good stuff. I love dad jokes. A website called LawnStarter.com did a little investigation, looked at a bunch of data, and they put together the cities that are the dirtiest cities in America. Coming in at number one, Houston, Texas. Came in one, followed by Newark, New Jersey, San Bernardino, California, Detroit, Michigan, Jersey City, New Jersey. The cleanest cities in the country would be Virginia Beach, Virginia, Sunnyvale, California, Norfolk, Virginia. The dirtiest city in Florida ends up being Orlando. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So we've got your This Week in Science update for you coming up here shortly, and we've got your Fox News update a little bit later, Bobby's brain teases, and much more right here this hour. Now, in the next hour, we've got your weekend movie preview, so stick around for all that. Before we get to your sports hit, let me get into your top three stories. The jobs report ended up being better than expected. 517,000 jobs were added in January. Unemployment rate fell to 3.4% as the labor market surprised. New England is dealing with another polar vortex of terror. Seems like we deal with one of these almost every year now. It used to be just a random thing, but it could break all-time records for wind chill. They're looking at negative 32 to negative 40 degree wind chills in places like New Hampshire. And China says that balloon hovering over the United States, the latest is around Missouri now, is just, it's just civilian. It's a civilian aircraft. It's a weather balloon that got off track. The United States is saying, no, we're not falling for that. It seems to be maneuvered. It's being maneuvered, and it's not some sort of civilian weather balloon. They still believe it is some sort of spy craft of some sort. Refuse to shoot it down because it's so big. They're afraid the debris field could affect somebody down on the ground. So that's what's going on with that thus far. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Phoenix Suns against the Boston Celtics. NCAA men's basketball. Yale is beating Harvard by 6 points with 3 minutes left in the game. That game's on ESPN+. As far as ranked games on television tonight, there's only really one. On FS1 at 8 o'clock, Boise State plays number 22 San Diego State University. Then NCAA women's basketball. You do have some ranked games tonight. Number 7, Utah plays Oregon State. Number 2, Stanford women play Washington State. And at 10 o'clock on Pac-12 Network, number 22, Arizona plays number 14, UCLA, around 10 o'clock tonight. No NHL game, of course, because they're in NHL All-Star Weekend. Tonight is the skills competition. Fastest skater, hardest shot, out in other outdoor events. The skills competition begins at 8 o'clock on ESPN tonight. And this is all being done in South Florida. The NHL All-Star Game is going to be tomorrow, of course. Then when it comes to sports news, let me get to this real quick. LeBron James is now just 63 points shy of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record for the most points. And NBA All-Star Kyrie Irving reportedly has requested a trade from the Nets ahead of the trade deadline. The Lakers are looking to trade Russell Westbrook to the Utah Jazz. And then the Bengals running back Joe Mixon. Yesterday we mentioned that he had a warrant for his arrest for aggravated menacing. Well, apparently that charge is being dismissed, at least for now. Aaron Rodgers talking about his future. Quote, "I'm not going to San Fran," end quote. Okay, made that one pretty simple. Not going to be going to the 49ers. I mean, look, 49ers are pretty stacked with quarterbacks right now, though. I mean, let's face it. Like, even though they're probably going to be getting rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, they have Trey Lance, and now they got Brock Purdy. They're pretty stacked at quarterback. I don't think they need Aaron Rodgers. And Alabama, University of Alabama, has a new offensive coordinator. They stole away Notre Dame's offensive coordinator, Tommy Rees. So he'll be the new offensive coordinator for Alabama. Oklahoma and Texas reportedly are unlikely to leave the Big 12 for the SEC anytime before 2025. So there was discussion before in the past that they were trying to work out some sort of buyout with the Big 12 where so they could leave early, like maybe even as early as this year. But now it's looking like, no, if anything happens, it won't happen until at least 2025. No buyout occurred or anything like that. So, and they will go to the SEC. It's just not going to be until at least 2025. So, yeah, that is your sports hit. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect slowdowns on the bridge due to construction. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We are seeing typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point at Gondolier Boulevard. And we have slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway in the westbound direction. This is as you're getting closer to South Fairfield Drive. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. This week in science, we had some very interesting things happen. Of course, this past week was when we had the Green Comet zipping past Earth. We had cloudy skies, so we weren't able to see it from where we were. But it was the first time that it's zipped by since the Stone Age, 50,000 years ago. There is a time-lapse video online of it, though. It grows green. It glows green because of a molecule called diatomic carbon, or C2. And in other space news, we found 12 more moons orbiting Jupiter, bringing a total to 92 moons. That means it has more than Saturn. Saturn has 83. And part of an old Soviet rocket came 20 feet from hitting a satellite. The debris field could have caused a chain reaction and taken down even more satellites. Archaeologists found the remains of a nearly 5,000-year-old tavern in Iraq. We talked about this. Has indoor seating with benches and open air space and things like that. In animal news, this one's kind of weird. The company that wants to use DNA to bring back woolly mammoths, we've talked about this before. They now want to bring back the dodo bird too. They say they've got DNA. They think they can bring back the dodo bird and the woolly mammoth. China claims they have cloned super cows that can produce twice as much milk. Okay. And then let's see here, a little bit more closer related. Researchers at Auburn University put alligator DNA into catfish. Alligator DNA in catfish. Why? To try to help them fight off diseases. And a team at University of Michigan found fossilized brain of a fish that died 319 million years ago. Wow. And we've been talking about ChatGPT all throughout the week, this artificial intelligence that is getting smarter, that to the point where they think it might take quite a few jobs. It passed the MBA at a higher score than many humans do. Well, ChatGPT rolled out a tool to help teachers catch students cheating by using it to if they're using ChatGPT or any other artificial intelligence to write papers for them. Now, they say it's imperfect. It just tells you how likely it was that a student used artificial intelligence when they wrote a paper. But still, roll out this new tool that can identify if students are using artificial intelligence to write papers. And finally, a poll this week asked 1,000 Americans if they think AI-based chatbots like ChatGPT will be good or bad for society. Only 13% said it's good. A lot are worried about AI stealing jobs eventually. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we have our quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And we got our update from FoxNews.com, our national news partner. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Before we get to your Fox News update, our national news partner, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, forecasters say people in the Northeast should brace for an epic generational Arctic outbreak. Possible record-breaking freeze already invading the region. The wind chill reaching -7 in Buffalo, -21 degrees in Maine, -22 in Vermont. U.S. sending another military aid package to Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion. It's worth $2.2 billion. Includes Javelin anti-tank missiles, artillery ammunition, and long-range rockets. Orlando police arrested a Florida man they say made a bomb threat twice at the Orlando International Airport. 48-year-old Danny Curry was at the Spirit Airlines counter when he became upset about the airline's carry-on fees. Allegedly told the Spirit employee, "I bet you everyone on that aircraft is going to deplane. There's a bomb on that aircraft." And was asked to repeat that, which he did, and then he was arrested. The flight was headed towards Pensacola, by the way, or it would have been. Interesting stuff there. Finally, Knock at the Cabin raking in over $1.4 million. Thanks to Thursday previews, expected to make between $15 and $20 million this weekend. If that number's reached, it may be enough to dethrone Avatar, The Way of Water, which has taken the top spot for seven straight weeks.
Yeah, I think Avatar's going to keep on doing its thing until Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out. And so there's some interesting movies that are coming out this weekend, but I don't think they're going to be enough to overtake Avatar for the box office this weekend. But once Ant-Man versus the Wasp, Quantumania comes out, that'll change everything.
Yeah.
So we'll move on from the thing. But I was coming this last hour. I didn't realize that they're going to be re-releasing Titanic.
Yeah, I saw that.
For the 25th anniversary of it. So it'll be interesting to see what that does to the box office, you know, because I bet there's a lot of people who want to go see it in the movie theater.
I think I'd IMAX. Be one of them. Yeah. I mean, I never saw it in the theater.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. And it's, you know, it's going to be an IMAX. It's pretty epic. So it's definitely one that'd be worth watching in the theater if you didn't get a chance to see it. Or even if you did see it, it's worth watching it again. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Its top story is still the balloon. Just nonstop with this balloon here. We've got a... I guess they're showing locations where the balloon has gone by. It has gone over Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, apparently, then all the way up to Montana to Malmstrom Air Force Base, then down to Wyoming to F.E. Warren Air Force Base, Grand Forks Air Force Base, and Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. It has passed over these and in some cases hovered over these bases for a couple of days. Now we're getting word that it's closer to the southern United States, like down in southern Missouri. The White House has revealed why Biden has not brought down the Chinese spy craft, as the administration is coming under fire. They're saying they're keeping all options on the table, but they thus far at least have chosen to not shoot it down because of safety to people on the ground. They said it came from a strong recommendation from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley. So they're just saying they're trying to follow what the leaders have told them, which is to not shoot it down thus far. But they're keeping all options open. So there is But once again, China is saying it's just a weather balloon. It's a civilian weather balloon. It's not even a, weather balloon from the country. But basically, the leaders from the United States are like, no, we're not believing that one. So that drama continues on. I'll tell you how long the Pentagon believes that the balloon will be in U.S. airspace right after traffic on the fives.
No major delays to report. I-10 and I-110 are checking and clear throughout Pensacola, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Getting out of Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, you are still going to see typical afternoon delays. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pentagon says that it was last spotted over in Kansas City, Missouri. We actually got a text from somebody that says it was spotted over Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is in southern Missouri. But then we have the Pentagon saying it should be over the United States for a few days. Okay. Elon Musk landing a major victory in the trial over his social media posts about Tesla. He's being found not liable in a lawsuit over tweets pledging to take Tesla private. And then there was a high school, the top story on FoxNews.com, a high school swimmer has been disqualified from the race because he had an American flag on his cap, on his swim cap, according to his dad. The swimmer worn the cap for his grandfather, who died in 9/11, and this happened in New Jersey. Not sure if it's true just yet. It happened in Morristown High School, but hopefully hopefully it's not true. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Sounds like they are painting the targets, talking about the weather balloon and it hovering over, you know, we knew yesterday it hovered over missile silos, and now we know it's gone over Air Force bases. Yeah, could painting targets possibly. Yeah. Oh boy, that balloon is the border for Kamala to tie her ankles to it. I'd use other words, but it's an informative family show. Yes. I know what you mean. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Oh, whoa, I just saw this one. I didn't see this before. One of my sisters lives in New Hampshire. Current sister, 6 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 60, 36 degree Fahrenheit wind chill. Whoa, that's not cool at all. All right, Bobby's brain teases. About 80% of Trader Joe's products are its own store brand. The movie Babe used 48 different pigs to play the pig, Babe. And they used one animatronic one as well. Then of and off were once the same exact word, but in stressed versus unstressed pronunciation. It wasn't until the 17th century that they developed different uses to the point where they were considered different words. Interesting. Also, I meant to bring this up too about Trader Joe's. So 80% of Trader Joe's products are its own store brand. Trader Joe's and Aldi were actually started by the same family. Interesting. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.